Bez Hashem is Bochi begin Perek Shisha Asa, the 16th chapter in the Rambam, Masechta Gezeilah Baveda, the laws of robbery, and in the second half, which we're discussing the laws of a lost object in the Sefer Nezikin, the Book of Damages. During this part, we discussed regarding if someone finds monies or if he finds buried treasures. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding if someone finds somebody that doesn't have a simon. Hamaitzei mechatim. If someone finds needles or betinoris, which are these types of forks that they use to spin golden thread, or masmer nails, okay, some things similar like that. If he finds a single individual ones in him, Harelo Shalai belongs to him because there's no identifying feature, there's no eye recognition. But if if he finds two together or more, then he has to announce it Sheminyon Simon, because there is a Simon over here, which is the quantity of how many they were, as we said in Perkei Gimel Halacha. Hey. In Halacha Beis, we continue regarding finding monies. If someone finds scattered monies, Hadel Shalai, he could keep it because there's no simon. Even if some of the coins were partially one on the other, this is going to be like it scattered and it fell from the owner, and therefore whoever finds it could keep it. But let's say you find monies that are in a pile, then you have to call it out because that looks like it was placed down, and therefore the area is going to be a simon, the makim, because he knows where it is. That's an identifying feature. Matza shalosha matbois. Let's say someone finds three coins, which the number is a simon, and it's zel gav zeh, it's one on top of the other. It's made like a tower. So that's obviously didn't fall, so he knows where it is, so he can identify the logistics of the area. Let's say you have one on one side, one on the other side, and you have one on top of them, where the top coin is half on one and half on the other one. Let's say it was partially on this one and partially on this one. Case, meaning part of one was on part of one. Meaning one was on top of the other, but part of it was on top of the partly on the other one. But if you put a twig between them, you would take them both together at one time, which that's obviously was placed like that. So again, if they call it out because the makam is a simon. But if again, if it looks like it fell, then there's no simon intrinsically, and there's no simon even in the makam either. Hayasum kishir, if it was made like a circle, like a shur, like a line, like a chatsuba, like a tripod, which each one of them is diagonal from the other two. Like a sulam, or like steps, where meaning to say that most of the middle one's on the bottom one, and most of the upper one is on the middle one, like steps. Hadez a suffix, so that's already situations of doubt, and believe to live, one cannot take, like any time where we're not sure if it was placed over there, that one would not be able to take it. If someone finds monies, however, in a purse, a kinis kemeshu, or purse as it is, then he has to call it out because there is a simon in the purse. Matzah kis, let's say he finds a purse, lafon of mois mubazama, in front of the purse is scattered monies, haray l'shalai. So then he could keep the monies because the monies didn't necessarily fall from the purse, and the monies don't have a simon when they're scattered. As we said in Perek Tezvav, Alocha Yud Gimel Yud Dal, similar to this concept with Peiris, that is Ve'imaran Hadvarim. But if let's say it seems to be indicating Shakizah Moshe Adam Echad, that actually the purse and the monies actually belongs to one person, and when the kiss novel fell from the purse, then Chav Lach is not enough to call it out because there is a simon in the purse. Halacha Dal. Hamaisa Moshe Bachanus. Let's say you find monies now specifically in the store. So it depends where. In Hayibin Teva, if it was between the counter, which is where the storekeeper sits behind that, and it was between the counter lechemini and the storekeeper, Harin Shal Balachanos, so it belongs to the owner of the store, because obviously it fell from the store owner, that's where his place is. Now, v'mitzad ala teva, or if they find it on the counter, and the insar chlemen, I don't have to say if it was mitzad lechutz beyond the counter, then Harin Shal Maitzin belongs to the one who finds it, where we say it fell from one of the buyers, and he gave up hope already. Now, the question is, why don't we say, as we're going to see later on, that the store should acquire for its owner because of Chatzir Shal Adam Koinu Shal Medaita, the person's courtyard acquires for him even without his awareness? The reason is, because it's not a guarded, it's not a protected courtyard, not really a courtyard, but that's the halachic terminology, because many people are coming in and going out at all times, it's for the public, the store. And therefore, even though the owner is inside, the owner would have to say, Tikni li chanusi, my store should acquire for me, like we'll explain later on in the next parak, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, and therefore that's why the store doesn't automatically acquire it for the owner of the store. Halacha Hey, Matzah Mois Bachanus HaShulchani, let's say some of our monies in the store of a money changer, and he found them being Kisi LaShulchani, between the money table and the money changer. So Hare Elushal Shulchan, they said that belongs to the money changer because obviously it fell from him because the buyers don't go over there to that area. That's where the money changer is. Now, however, Mitzan al Kisa Lefne al Shulchan, but if you find it on the table in front of the money changer, I feel like Tzurudim and Menachem al Shulchan, even if it was bundled and it was placed on the table, which the bundle could be a simon, doesn't make a difference. Hare Elushal Mitzan belongs to the one who finds it. But, Behushi Yudoyev Goyim, as long as the majority are Gentiles, would they only give a pope even from something that has a simon? Like we explained this in Perek Yudal Lacha Dal. But if the majority were Jews, Chayav Lachas has to call it out. Since the bundle, it has a simon, because if it wasn't bundled, even the majority were Jewish, then the guy would be able to keep it because it doesn't have a simon. Don't definitely give up right away, and therefore it came to the one who found it after the person was in a miyach. But if it's bundled, it has a simon, then you would have to call it out. If someone purchases produce from his friend, or his friend sent him a gift of Paris, and inside the produce he found bundled money. So Nitl Machas, he has to take it and he has to call it out because it has a simon, either how it was bundled or the quantity. Now, Matzan Mufuzah, so let's say he found it scattered, it looks like it just fell in there. Then he could keep it because there's no simon. Now, but when we say this, if you're purchasing the produce from a merchant who buys produce from many people and he doesn't know who to return it to, and you can't call it out either because there's no sign in the monies, and it came from many different people, and they don't know whose money it is, and therefore the one who bought this produce could keep the monies. Or even if he purchased from a homeowner, but he purchased from the merchant. So again, you don't know where it's from. But if let's say a homeowner was threshing his own produce, his own homegrown stuff, for himself, he did it by himself, or at least by his male or female non-Jewish servants, which whatever is theirs is his anyway, then so the one who got it from him has to return it to that person, even though it doesn't have a simon because he knows whose it is. And the homeowner is not giving up hope because he knows who he sold it to. Halacha Zayin continues regarding finding a buried treasure. Someone finds something buried in a pile of stones, or an old wall. Halacha Zayin gets to keep it. Because I could say, from the Emorim, from Emori, where they came and conquered Eretz Canaan in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, from that earlier, all the way back then, which they buried all their stuff over there, and that's still from then. As long as it's buried deep down, it's like old buried treasures. But if it, let's say, seems to be indicating Shemat Machadish that was hidden recently, but even if he's not sure about it, that is illegal, then you shouldn't touch it. Shem Menachem Yisrael, maybe it was placed over there, and if it was placed over there, Derech Hanacha, you're not supposed to take it. Alech Ches. Now, since the court of the person acquires from him, means his property, acquires from him even without his awareness, commissions bar, like we're going to explain in the next parak, Alech Ches. So the question is, so why isn't it acquired automatically for the owner of this courtyard, Hamatman, the treasure, that's inside his old wall, even though it's all the way dating back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun, days of Amori from the non-Jews, but let the found item be belonging to the owner of the courtyard because the courtyard acquires automatically of him. The reason is, because it wasn't known to him nor to anyone else. But is a Hamatman, essentially this buried treasure is like lost from him and from every single person because no one knew about it. That's why it belongs to the one who finds it. Because if you have a lost object of a person who he's alive, but and it belonged to him, Amr Tera Torah says in Devarim Chabez that when do you have to return something? It was lost from the owner and you find it, you have to return to him. Which teaches, Misha Abudim Imenu, it's only lost from the owner, but it's found by everyone else and then you have an obligation to return it. Yatzu, that excludes, let's say, a case where it fell into the sea. Shabud minim kol adam, where it's lost not only from him, it's lost from everybody. Then the one who finds it can keep it. So for sure, regarding a buried treasure from primordial days, shalahayu shalim olam, which was never that person's at all, the one whose wall is it in, it was from the previous owners. Avin minim kol adam, it's lost from everybody. Lafikir chushal ma'izah, therefore, for sure, belongs to the one who finds it. Halacha tes matzim matim kuzl chadish. Someone finds a buried treasure in a new wall. So obviously it's not from the Emorim. So if the bearing proves shehu labalabais that it belongs to the homeowner, so it belongs to the homeowner. But and if it's obvious that it's from someone else from the market, from the street who had just put it into that wall, it belongs to the one who finds it because since it's been buried there for a long time, not from the Emorim times, but therefore the owner for sure gave up hope, who put it there and he could keep it. Now Ketzer, how could you know who put it in there? So let's say hasak and a knife. The handle proves, because you put it in from the side where the handle is facing. And if it's coming in, if the handle is on the side of the homeowner, so then you know, even if it's stuck in all the way to the end of the wall that's towards the street, doesn't make a difference. It belongs to the homeowner. But if it's the other way, then you could keep it. So to vakis, a purse, pip mechich, the opening will prove where it is. If that's the side, that's the one who put it there. Then nimtzatecha kaisel molmem. Now, if the space of the wall is totally filled up from this object, which really this belongs at the end of the next halacha, halacha yud, which means to say that if the monies, let's say, which don't have an indicating feature like a handle or an opening of a purse, where it takes up the whole space of the wall, so then chalkin, so then you're just going to divide between the one who found it and the owner, because it's like 50-50. Which halacha yud is really saying this idea. Let's say it was inside the wall, ma'is, monies, or l'shoyne shalzav, or golden tongues, which is just basically a strip of gold. She'en shemechiyach, where there's no way of proving who put it in over there, because no handle, there's no opening, it's just a glob, it's just a mass. So then, mechetzi l'chutz, if it's on the outer half of the wall, shalmaitzit, and the one who finds it keeps it, we could presume it was put in from someone from the street. Mechetzi l'chutz, from the inner half of the wall, towards the house, shalbalabaisim belongs to the homeowner. Now, halach idhaf, the Ram concludes, it says, it appears to me, she'en advar mamur, that we didn't say these ideas that then the buried treasure is going to belong to the homeowner, if it's indicating, or if it's, let's say, in his inner half of the wall, only if the homeowner is claiming that, yes, it is his. Or at least he was an inheritor. That we will make the claim for him. Maybe it was his father's. And it makes sense because it's in the inner half of the wall. But let's say he admits, no, it's not from our family. It's a found object, but we want it. No, then it for sure belongs to the one who finds him. We don't say that the courtier, the person can acquire without his awareness, because the hole was open to Rishus Rabim. It's obviously that's considered in the Mishtameris. And therefore, it doesn't belong to him. Therefore, however, so if let's say he would lease out, rent out his house to others, then it actually belongs to the last renter, not to the homeowner. Meaning, if it lets in the inner half of the wall, we say it was his, not the homeowner's. And let's say he rented out to three Gentiles at the same time, so he's actually made it into like an inn, which I mean to say there's many people over there. And then whoever's inside this motel room, this Airbnb or whatever inside this thing, even in the house itself, then it's still going to, even then it's going to be to the one who finds it. Because no one could claim it's his. I should tell him though that he hid it. You already made it like an inn, and even the Balabais doesn't get it. Now, specifically if he rented out to Gentiles, but if he rented out to three Jews, he actually would have to return it to them, because maybe they're partners and never they weren't Miyayish, because they're presuming that one of the other partners has it and never wasn't Miyayish. But if it was three Gentiles, then, again, it was made into a public area, and we don't know whose it is, and therefore, it's not automatically the homeowner's only, but we would presume it's his, because he's the one who lives there. But here where he's not renting it out, therefore, it belongs to the one who finds it.